Today we have Elijah and Lily. Are you both there? Elijah, are you there?
I'm right here.
Hi.
And Lily's right behind you. Well,
hi. You two are going to play. But before each of you play, Elijah, how old are you?
7.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say hello to my grandparents, who are Meemaw and Monkey and Nana, and a few of my teachers are Mr. Ark and Mr. Mark and Mrs. Mansfield.
Wonderful. And what do you like to do for fun, Elijah?
I like to play Legos. I like to draw. I like to play hockey with my dad, which I did a crazy slap shot where it flung everywhere and hit him in the chest.
Oh, my. Did it hurt?
That's why I'm goalie a lot more.
If you're a good slap shot shooter, you probably know how to defend against the slap shot, right?
Yep. Erase your stick offense. Make it like baseball.
Oh, very good. Let's talk with Lily, your older sister. Hi, Lily.
Hi.
I understand you're 9 years old, right?
Yep.
Would you like to say hello to anybody else who might be listening?
I'd like to say hello to Isaiah, Bo, Braden, Carson, Emily, Evan, Alex, Marielle, and my teacher, Miss Rochelle and Miss Meininger.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I like crafting, drawing, playing violin, and reading.
That's a lot to do. So what I thought would be fun is I think Elijah wants to play or is going to play first. So
yeah.
How about if you introduce Elijah, and then when he is done, Elijah can introduce you. And you both are in Hampton at Central Elementary School. So
yeah.
Would you like to introduce Elijah?
He's Elijah playing a toy.
That was beautiful. That was such nice tone, Elijah. What was the name? What was the name of that?
It's a toy.
It's a toy. That's what I thought.
It's a toy, not it's a toy.
Oh, it's a toy. Very nice. Would you like to introduce Lily?
Lily
with,
This is Lily with site 5-1.
Here now is Lily. Thank you. Wow, Lily, that was really fast. That made me feel like dancing when I heard that. Was it hard to learn how to play something that fast?
Yeah.
I can imagine. You did really, really well, both of you.
Yeah.
Do you ever play any songs together? I'm just curious.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, yeah, but Eli needs a capo for some songs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guitar has lower strings than violin.
I see. Well, I really am glad that both of you were able to be here today. Do you miss school much?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, I would too. And, you know, things will get back to normal. You're being very patient as you do this. And I hope you'll do it again, this particular thing with us again sometime. It was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I want to do it again.
What's that, Elijah?
I want to do it again.
Oh, well, let's do it again. We'll plan on doing it. It'll be fun. We'll schedule another time. Take care. It's good to talk to both of you. That's Lily and Elijah. We used to do things like this all the time at the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's kind of nice to be doing it today. Sydney, is that you?
Yeah.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And how old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And what instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
Before you play, I'm curious what you like to do for fun when you have time. How have you been spending your time lately?
Well, I do take my dog out on a lot of walks. I do my school online and other activities online, and I get to do more violin.
That's good. What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Sophie.
It's nice to be able to have a reason to go out and to get some fresh air. What has it been like learning online as opposed to having a teacher? You know what I mean, a teacher right in the same room with you.
Well, it's a bit tricky to get a lot of work done, but we still get our work done.
Are you using software that lets you still work as a class, or are you working independently?
Oh, we work on in class on Zoom.
And can you see each other too?
Yeah.
That's really kind of different. So how many people roughly are in your class?
There are 15 people in my class.
So you might be looking at a computer with 14 other pictures of your fellow students, and then a teacher and the teacher's helpers too. That's kind of a lot to keep track of. But it sounds like you're adapting pretty well.
I am.
That's good to hear. We're all ready to listen to you play. Beforehand, let me tell you, you got a special a message here from your mom and dad and Jane and Sophie. Is Sophie Sophie's your dog?
Yeah.
And who's Jane? Is Jane a member of your family?
Oh, yeah, she is.
Okay. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, I want to say hello to my friends and family and my violin teacher. And I would also like to wish a happy early birthday to my Oma.
Wonderful. That's terrific. Well, we're all ready. What is the name of the song you're going to play?
I'm playing the Two Grenadiers.
Okay, well, you get ready, and whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start. This is Sydney.
Thank you.
was really something. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We got a big smile on our face when we faces when we heard that. Is there anything else you'd like to say? You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
I would love for us to do this again sometime, and I hope you'll have a good springtime and enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks so much.
Thank you. You too.
That's Sydney. And coming up next, we have another pair of siblings. Good morning to Mike and Cora and Ralph and the whole family. Nice to have you listening this morning. Now, I believe we have Rosa and Daniel. Are you two here with us?
Yes.
It's nice to hear both of you. You both go to Providence Heights Alpha, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to start by talking with you a little bit, Rosa. Can you tell me how old you are and what instrument you play?
I'm 7 years old and I play the cello.
And tell me what you like to do for fun when you're not playing the cello. Do you have any special interests?
I like biking and drawing.
Wonderful. And let's meet you, Daniel. How old are you?
9.
And what instrument do you play?
The violin.
And can you tell me what you like to do for fun?
I like to go bike riding.
Excellent. Have you two been out biking much at all during the COVID-19 coronavirus situation?
Yes, we've been biking a lot.
Good. I'm glad you're getting some fresh air and keeping safe, I'm sure, as you do. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Rosa, we'll start with you. Do you have any shout-outs?
My cousins in Virginia and Vermont.
Yes, in fact, we just had a message. Let's see, Maple Wind Hill, Vermont, from, it looks like it's Davin and Tally. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, they just sent us a message. And here's another message. Yes, they say hello to you both. They just sent us a nice message. Is there anybody you would like to add to that list of hellos, Daniel? Or did I? Okay.
My younger sister, Caroline.
Oh, how old is she?
4.
Well, wonderful. Well, I understand that Rosa is going to play cello first. And Daniel, would you like to introduce Rosa? You can just tell us the name of what she's going to play, and then...
Luli Gavotte.
Okay, Rosa, whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Rosa. I especially liked that part at the end where you kind of made a wiggle with the note, like that. That was really nice. Is there a name for that when you do that?
A trill.
A trill. I liked that very much. Would you like to introduce Daniel?
He will be playing a sax concerto.
Okay. Was wonderful, Daniel. I really liked it. I liked the fast part. Is the fast part hard to play?
Not really.
No, you've mastered it very well. Well, you've got a lot of fans. I wanted to let you know that Josephine and Genevieve are listening in Virginia Beach, and they say hello. And also, David and Tally thinks that you should do a tour, and you can play Virginia and then play Vermont. And let's see, Clara, Caroline, Alexander, and your Pittsburgh grandparents all say hello too. So thank you very much for playing with us.
Hi.
You sounded great.